going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Chad Brown joins us, the ex-Steeler. He is a Colorado Buff, so he knows all about Shedeur Sanders, watched him very closely. So we figure let's chat with someone who knows the player inside and out. Chad, when you look at Shedeur Sanders, do you see a first-round quarterback?
I do. I do. Now, this is not a very quarterback-rich draft, and we know that quarterbacks are often overdrafted as far as where they go in the draft in relation to their draft ranking. I've seen Shedeur as low as the 25th player in this draft class, but there's not 32 starting-level quarterbacks in the NFL, so if you are a team who doesn't have that guy, you may have to overdraft to get someone that you're maybe not 100% certain on or not necessarily dazzled about, but this is the way of the NFL. You cannot win without a quarterback. The ability to play great defense or run the football, this is a passing league at this point, and you need a quarterback under center who on third down can make plays.
Chad, I am not a huge Sanders believer. I do think he's the second best quarterback in the class, but I don't, like you said, I don't think it's a very deep class at that position at all. But I'll ask you this. Three just quick things, the three things that spring to mind the most that you like about Shedeur Sanders' game when you think about him as an NFL quarterback. What are the three things that pop up first for you about what he does?
Well, I spend time in Denver, and the number of starts that Bo Nix had before he became a Denver Bronco, that was critical to his development during his rookie year. And so for the Broncos to recognize that all – he played 61 games in college,
yeah.
Bo Nix did. And so that experience played a major role versus, say, the Colts going with Anthony Richardson, where they went with talent without having experience. For Shedeur Sanders, there's clearly arm talent there, but there's a wealth of experience. Never had less than 400 attempts in any of his four seasons in college football. Never threw the ball under a 65% completion ratio. Never had less than 27 touchdowns in a season. So here's a guy who has thrown the ball a lot, who's done it at a lower level, done it at a higher level, and done it with an incredible amount of scrutiny placed upon him, maybe more so than a lot of other quarterbacks would be able to handle. So the intangibles that Mike Tomlin is talking about, and I won't even dive into him saying Kenny Pickett had those intangibles because I don't know what he was seeing there, but for Shedeur Sanders, there are intangibles. There's a pedigree, a background, and one of the things about being a quarterback is your ability to handle the pressure, to handle the scrutiny, to handle all that comes with being the guy, and I think he's very comfortable in that. Is there a little bit more swagger and, you know, braggadociousness than I would like for my quarterback? There is. But I'm 54 years old. Here's a guy who's obviously in his early 20s. And I'm sure a 54-year-old looking back at 22-year-old Chad Brown could have probably said the same things about me back then as well.
Chad, you played in the NFL for a while and you cover it now and you watch the NFL and college closely. Who does Shedeur Sanders remind you of?
Wow, that's a difficult one because obviously with his father, you want to go to an athletic quarterback. But Shedeur, while not a poor athlete, certainly is a guy who would never remind you of Lamar Jackson, as I heard maybe your previous caller there talking about. There's no explosive skill set there. He's got an ability to slide and maneuver within the pocket, but it's more about an arm strength, and it's more about the mind game than just the pure athleticism. Maybe some of the desire to make plays in a that's also a negative comparison. I want to say Jameis Winston without all the interceptions, because we've seen what Jameis Winston tries to extend plays too long and falls into some mistakes. Shadur does that a bit, but not to that same level. But the desire to make a play, desire to always be thinking about attacking the defense, desire always to be looking down the field, I'm not sure if there's a direct NFL comparison, but I see a guy who has to get some of that worked out of his game. At the same time, that's one of the best parts of his game, always putting pressure on the defense and trying to find ways to make an explosive play.
Chad, how close do you think Shadur Sanders is to being a finished product? I guess what I'm really asking is, like, this is a ceiling question. Is there a very high ceiling there? Is he a guy that you expect would get a lot better surrounded by NFL-caliber players at every position? I know that Colorado O-line was a problem for him. Like, where do you look at him in terms of projectability? There's guys like Josh Allen who get way better when they go to the pros. Then there's guys who are kind of topped out as prospects when they get drafted. So how does he slot in there for you?
I think there's certainly room for improvement as far as the things I just talked about, you know, trying to force the defense and force the offense to into big plays. Sometimes in the NFL, you've got to take what the defense gives you. If the defensive coordinator calls the right defense, yeah, if you throw the ball more than 15 yards downfield, the ball is going to be in peril for being a turnover, interception. So he's got to work some of that out of his game. But from the arm strength, the accuracy, a nice ball delivered, there's some folks who have incredible arm strength, but the ball's difficult to catch. There's some guys who can deliver a nice ball within in between the numbers, but don't have the arm strength to throw it outside the numbers. So he's got the prerequisite arm strength and arm talent and arm skill. There is an ability to slide and maneuver around the pocket, but I think the best growth of his game is going to be learning when to get rid of the football, learning when the play is over, learning when the play is decided. Yes, I know I've got a crosser at 18 yards, but I know that middle linebacker is going to be there. Let me take this check down. Let me live to fight another down. So if we can just eliminate, from an NFL coaching staff perspective, some of the bad ball from Shadur, which there wasn't a whole lot of, but if you can start to eliminate that, and based upon what I've seen for 4 years of him as a starter, there is something there that is good enough for him to be a starting level NFL quarterback. To be an all-time great, I'm not necessarily seeing those skill sets and that caliber of anticipation and arm strength and all that, but you don't necessarily need to be that. You don't need to be Peyton Manning or Tom Brady to win in the NFL. You just need to be good and not turn the ball over and eliminate some of your poor quality plays.
James texts in and says, ask Chad if he thinks Shadur Sanders will have a better Steelers career than former Colorado quarterback Cordell Stewart.
I think Cordell, unfortunately, was a bit ahead of his time.
Yes, he was.
Quarterback with that skill set now. So I can say from a passing perspective, considering the rules of today's game, the way today's game is played, the way that wide receivers are valued and rewarded contractually, that Shadur will have a better statistical career than Cordell had. Take the Steelers to the championship game as Cordell did, that would remain to be seen. But statistically, he is a more polished passer walking in the door than certainly Cordell was as a Colorado Buffalo going into the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Chad, very quickly here, we had another Steve texted in this question, and it's a good one. Do you think Shadur Sanders, it'll help him or hurt him, at least initially, being coached by a staff other than the one his dad puts together? He's been coached by his father, who's obviously a legend, for a pretty long time now. How do you think that adjustment will go?
I think it will be an adjustment. It's always going to be an adjustment when you move from that kind of situation where your dad's always been your coach your entire life. But I think it's going to be a good adjustment. One of the things coaches do is they take you where you can't take yourself. And in this case, maybe take you where your dad couldn't take you because there was too much familiarity. To start with a blank slate, to have everything judged and evaluated, as Bill Cowher used to tell me, everything you do is going to be judged and evaluated, as opposed to having that knowledge of the player, now everything's going to be fresh for him. And I think that's one of those things that could take his game to the next level.
Chad Brown, former Buff, former Steeler, does great media stuff. His take on Shedeur Sanders, said he could be Jameis Winston without all the interceptions. I would actually take that out of an NFL quarterback. That was very well said, Chad. Thanks, and we'll do it again soon. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.